He's got a little bit of room. Three on three going in. He chips it in behind Gilmore. Back in. Fired up. In. Austin Cangelosi with the game winner in overtime. What a play.
In the game, Seedham will carry the puck behind his net and wait out the buzzer. They're on their feet here at the Covelli Center. And ladies and gentlemen, the Youngstown Phantoms are the 2018 Eastern Conference champions. They're going to the Clark Cup Final.
Welcome, hockey fans, to another episode of Hockey People on the Computer Getting Coffee, brought to you by Duncan. I'm voice of the Phantoms, Matt Lipsack, and I am joined today by the Phantoms' all-time leader in wins, the record holder for wins in a season, the record holder for career shutouts and shutouts in a season, Sean Romeo. Sean, how about that intro, bud?
That was pretty good, man. Couldn't have said it better myself.
All right. Well, Sean and I are recording this on August 7th. So quick personal shout out for me. Happy birthday to my wonderful wife, Amanda. I'm not going to say how old she is. She's very sensitive about that. Sean, what have you been up to since the ECHL shutdown?
It's been crazy. Just trying to stay busy. You know, at first we weren't sure if we were coming back or not. So, you know, you're staying pretty sharp, trying to stay in shape and stuff. And then we got officially canceled. So took a few weeks off, played a little golf, a little tennis with my parents. So now I'm back home just training, skating, and just getting ready for hopefully a December start for the upcoming year.
I saw on Instagram that you did a charity bike ride early in the summer. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so my buddy, one of my best friends growing up, Michael Bunn, I actually, I don't know if you can see it, I got his shirt on right now too.
Very nice.
Yeah, he had kind of a fluke accident. Ended up in the hospital. He wasn't doing too well. Still struggling through that, but he's doing better, making improvements. We just wanted to help out however we could, so we decided to do a 100-mile bike ride. It was a little challenging, harder than I expected, but we raised a lot of money for him, and it was a good experience.
How tired were you at the end of that? Like on a scale of like one to the worst hockey practice you've ever had?
Yeah. It's different, but it's definitely worse. So we stopped at about mile 40 for lunch. We ate lunch, and I was fine. And then I think mile 70, I just hit a wall, and the last 30 was tough. We actually stopped at Wendy's at mile 85 for the final push. And then the last 10 miles, it was pouring rain. So it was a fun day, very challenging. I took a few days off after that. I had to. I was hurting.
I don't blame you one bit. I honestly can't remember the last time I even rode a bike. So at least
I hadn't ridden a normal bike in probably 10 years before that.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we ride exercise bikes all the time, but exactly. I don't think I've ridden a regular bike since probably my senior year of high school.
I'm with you.
I mean, that's a lot longer ago for me than it was for you, but
I'm getting up there, man. I'm getting up there.
I'm not going to out your birth year here on the show, but I know that you are 9 years younger than me, so okay. I don't want to hear it.
Okay.
When you got to Maine as a freshman in 2014, what did you think was the biggest difference between the USHL level play and the NCAA?
That's a tough question. I think it's just being with, you know, you kind of, the USHL, the oldest you can be is 20. So you're kind of playing with, you know, kids and people aren't really fully developed yet. And then you get to college and you might be playing with a 25-year-old, you know, you're playing with men. So it's, I think the biggest jump is that very physical, a lot faster. As a goalie, it's just the speed's different, but once you kind of catch up to that, it feels normal again pretty quickly, I thought.
Well, you played a ton during your freshman year at Maine, but then after your second year, Maine, you transferred down to Ohio State. Yep. Great career for the Buckeyes. Made it to the Frozen Four in 2018, losing in the national semifinal to the eventual champion, Minnesota Duluth. Then you won a Big Ten regular season title the next year and made it to the NCAA tournament in 2018-19 for the Buckeyes. What can you tell us about the decision to leave Orono and go to Columbus?
I loved Orono. You know, I have nothing but good things to say about Maine. Enjoyed my time there. Enjoyed the team, the hockey, everything. Sophomore year just didn't work out for whatever reason. So I had to find a new home. luckily I got put in contact through a few Youngstown guys with the Ohio State coaches, went down there for a visit, fell in love, and you know, I knew it was the place for me.
How rough was it having to take that year off, the NCAA transfer year? What did you do to stay sharp? Obviously you're allowed to practice, but you couldn't, you know, travel to the, with the team or anything. So what were you doing to keep on your game?
Yeah, that was tough. I kind of underestimated that going in. I thought it'd be a lot easier than it was, but you know, it's tough when, you know, ever since I can remember, I've been playing hockey, and then all of a sudden, you know, you're on the team, but you're not really on the team. You're not traveling with the guys, not playing in games. So it was tough. And then even in practice, we had two senior goalies kind of fighting for ice time. So even at practice, I wasn't seeing a whole lot. So, you know, I'd do the normal stuff, get on early, stay on late, you know, kind of have my own goalie skates, just do whatever I could, because I knew that year would be tough. But big picture, you know, take whatever you can out of it and try to get as good as you can for when you're back in action.
I'm going to try to name some of your Youngstown teammates down there in Columbus. Luke Stork, Matt yep. Miller, Tommy Perrin.
Yep. So Luke Stork was the guy I called when, you know, the things at Maine didn't work out. He put me in contact with Joe Exter, who I had known kind of off and on throughout like just the hockey world. And then on my visit, I ended up going around campus with Tommy Perrin. So it was pretty cool.
Very nice. So let's bring it back a little closer to home for us, back to Youngstown. What was your favorite memory from the 3 years you spent with the Phantoms?
Oh, man. That's like asking me what my favorite movie is. That's a hard question.
I'm here to ask the tough question, Sean. That's why we're here.
So many good memories. You know, looking back, I got there. My first game there, I was 15. I got called up when I was 15 years old. I was just, you know, a little kid. Spent basically my developmental years there, made a lot of lifelong friends, but I think my first year out of high school, we were living at with the Blacks, Connie Black, and honestly the best part was just coming home after practice and just hanging out with the Bill. We had a great host family, and you know, we would do whatever, play games, play video games, watch TV, whatever, but we just had so much fun at that house.
Let's give a shout out to all your billet families. Did you have multiples the 3 years that you spent with the Phantoms?
Yeah. So my first year, my first half year, I was there with the Mahalics, and then I went to the Emery's house. And then my last 2 years, I was with the Blacks. And, you know, it's always tough leaving home at such a young age, and even older, it's always tough leaving home. But, you know, kind of leaving my family and jumping right in with those great families made the transition really easy. And, you know, I definitely have to thank them for the great experience they gave me there. That's for sure.
So let's talk about your teammates now. This is always the most fun part for the fans. You were with the Phantoms for three full seasons, 2011 through 2014. Out of all of them, you can give me multiple answers. You can give me one. Who was the most famous prankster in your eyes?
I appreciated the guys kind of steering clear of me with the pranks as a goalie. You know, I definitely saw a few good ones though. I'm gonna go with either John Padula or Jimmy Mazza for those two.
Very nice. Anybody always chronically late?
Yeah, my roommate Alfred Larson. I'll still tell this to him.
Alfie.
Oh, that guy will be late to his own funeral, man. That guy. We're leaving at 8:00. He's walking out at 8:02 every single time. Me and Sam Annis gave him a lot of crap for that.
Alfie, the war of the sea, running late.
Yep.
My Alfie, come on, man.
He'd always blame the language barrier, but we knew better.
Yeah, I don't believe that one for a second.
Not a second.
Who always had energy at the end of practice when just nobody else could move? Worst practice ever. Who was still ready to go for another hour or two?
I think we had a lot of guys like that, actually. I think one guy that stuck out to me was maybe like, you know, Kyle Connor. Obviously, mm-hmm. He's doing great now, but he was always a guy where if I'd want to do shooting after practice, he'd always be, you know, the first one ready to do some more practice.
And who was, you know, getting the better of the other there? You were KC.
I think probably towards the end, it was probably him. When he came in, he was a bit younger, and I think I had the upper hand, but he got pretty good pretty quick.
Who was the last guy off the ice every night?
I want to say maybe Picnic, JJ Picnic. I always saw him. He'd always have like a pile of pucks shooting. I don't know what he was doing. He was always doing his own little thing at the end, but he was always out there pretty long.
Scored a lot of goals for the Phantoms, that's for sure. But yeah, hey, who knows what he did during practice, right?
Yeah, I'm doing my own thing. I don't really watch him.
Who snored the loudest on the team bus?
Marcus McRae, by far. No questions asked. My bunk was right on top of his on the sleeper bus too, so I heard him quite a bit.
Oh goodness! And any tricks to you know getting him to stop? Did you reach down, throw a pillow at him, or anything, or was
whatever
earplugs?
I had throw a water bottle down there. Whatever I had, I just tried to fall asleep before him.
See, that's the most common answer I'm getting is there was this guy you always had to fall asleep before him, otherwise you weren't sleeping a wink.
Exactly. He would stay up pretty late though, which helped though, so it wasn't too bad.
So here's the one that always makes the guys laugh. If you had a sister, would you have let any of your teammates date her?
Would I let them, or who do I have to pick? Because, no, I wouldn't let anyone.
That's fine. If you wouldn't have let any of them date her, that's fine.
No, just because I'm in the locker room with them, and, you know, boys will be boys, so I don't want to be – I don't want my sister in the mix with that kind of stuff.
I understand. So, yeah. Sean, as I said earlier, it's August 7th now. Hockey is back underway. Finally, we've missed it. Welcome back, hockey. Who's winning the Stanley Cup?
I don't know. I like St. Louis again. I think Bennington's a stud. I think they, top to bottom, they have a great team, and I think they just know how to win. So I'm going to take St. Louis again for a repeat.
I mean, the Hurricanes aren't looking – that bad right now, though. They dispatched the Rangers rather easily.
Absolutely. I'm curious to see how this, you know, they got to sit around for a week now, so I'm curious to see how that affects them going into, you know, the actual playoff series coming up.
And of course, as I said, August 7th, the Pens are playing an elimination game tonight, so that has me worried. I hope it doesn't ruin my wife's birthday, me sitting at home and watching this hockey game. Sean, who knows when things are getting back to normal for us? Any Netflix or Hulu recommendations to help kind of get us through this period while some folks are still stuck at home?
I haven't been a big Netflix guy, unfortunately. My go-to is always Entourage, though. I recommend that to everyone. So if you haven't watched that, I definitely recommend that for a little quarantine binge.
I did enjoy the antics of those guys out there in Hollywood. That was a great show. One of my favorites as well. Well, fans, I'm Voice of the Phantoms, Matt Lipsack. I have been joined by Sean Romeo. Sean, best of luck next season. Hopefully, we're able to get back to some normalcy here soon.
Absolutely, man. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Well, again, Sean, thanks for joining us here on Hockey People on the Computer Getting Coffee, brought to you by our friends at Dunkin'. We'll catch you next time. Sound out. Fade to black.